AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The inevitable question came up at the first Democratic debate last night in Las Vegas. The question about Hillary Rodham Clinton's use of a private email server while Secretary of State. She said the issue is being politicized by Republicans in Congress.
There were already seven committee reports about what to do. So
Thank
I think
you.
It's pretty clear what their obvious goal is. I'll be there. I'll answer their questions.
At that point, presidential rival Bernie Sanders came to Clinton's defense.
Let me say something that may not be great politics, but I think the secretary is right. And that is that the American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails.
Thank you. Me too.
Clinton did go on the offense against Sanders over his views of the economy and record on gun control. That sound courtesy of CNN and Westwood One. A Wisconsin gun shop has been ordered to pay up to two wounded police officers.
A Wisconsin jury has ordered a gun shop to pay nearly $6 million to two Milwaukee police officers who were shot and seriously wounded by a gun purchased at the store. Officer Brian Norberg and retired officer Graham Kunish sued Badger Guns for negligence. They alleged the store ignored warning signs that the gun used to shoot them was being sold to a straw buyer, a purchaser who was buying the weapon for someone who couldn't legally do so. The gun ended up in the hands of Julius Burton, who shot the officers after being stopped for riding his bike on a sidewalk in the summer of 2009. I'm Mike Gracia.
The crash of a small plane into a mobile home park in Palm Springs, Florida, sent black smoke into the sky. Authorities say they're checking for an unknown number of victims after two homes were hit. Israel's military says it's beginning to deploy hundreds of troops to assist police forces in several cities. This is AP Radio News. California corrections officials have dropped a plan to include prisoners with violent backgrounds in the nation's largest and oldest inmate firefighting unit. The decision came a day after the proposal was first reported by the Associated Press. Former NBA and reality TV star Lamar Odom is hospitalized in Las Vegas. Authorities say he was found unconscious at a Nevada brothel. Is this art imitating life or the other way around? A spokeswoman says actress Hayden Panettiere is entering treatment for postpartum depression. Her character on the ABC TV show Nashville, Juliet Barnes, has been dealing with the same problem.
I want to be a good wife. I want to be a good mother. I just don't know how. Okay? I don't know.
In real life, Panettiere gave birth to a daughter in December. Baseball playoffs, the win by the Dodgers means there will be a game 5 against the Mets. And the Chicago Cubs advance, eliminating the Cardinals in 4 games. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.